Hello, darling treasure.
Hello, darling treasure.
I hope you are prepared for me to play with you very hard today. Whether you have already been fasting for me, or whether you are just starting a fresh journey of intense erotic submission, it's important that you know from the outset that this session is all about me taking ruthless, strict control over your cock, your arousal, and your release, or lack thereof. You should be feeling a profound need to surrender your sexual experience to me completely if you wish to continue with this trance. But, of course, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? Very good, treasure. Then just settle in and listen to my voice. Stretch yourself out. Begin to remember how to fill your lungs deeply with air. And relax into the pleasure of simply obeying my instructions. I want to work you into a really extraordinary trance. And we have plenty of time to sink and drift gently down. Let your whole body hang really heavy and loose. Ready to let go of all tension and distraction so you can be totally present to my voice. Good treasure. I'm sure that your cock is already responding to the delight of obedience. And I want you to center your attention on that erotic thrill. As you focus all of your ability to concentrate on how you feel sexually, you are going to take three deep breaths and hold them as I count from one to five. As you breathe in, you will feel the clear, refreshing oxygen, fueling the heat building in your cock. And as you exhale, you will release everything that isn't fundamental to your sexual need. Ready, treasure? Good. Now breathe in deeply. One, two, three, four, five. And release everything you don't need. Inspire pure building erotic devotion. One, two, three, four, five, and expire all distractions. Once more, inhale, so sexy. One, two, three, four, five, and exhale, becoming empty of everything but hot, primal hypnotic need.
Hypnotic need.
Very good treasure.
Very good treasure.
It's so pleasing. It's the way you fall so easily into trance for me. The way everything works together to establish a powerful state of submissive arousal. Hypnosis is arousal, is control, is surrender, is obedience,
is arousal.
Is surrender.
Is surrender.
Is control.
Is control.
Now that you have begun to feel
now that you have
the delicious altered state of surrender, it is an easy thing to use your arousal to take you even deeper into trance. Continue to be very, very aware of how your cock feels.
Of how your cock feels.
The pleasure and desire focused there.
Desire focused there.
And now I want you to wrap your body as tightly around your cock as you can. Bring your knees up and your head down.
And your head down.
Wrap your arms around your legs. Squeeze and tuck in as much as you can.
As much as you can.
Make a very tight ball.
Make a very tight
a rigid, empty orb around a sexual center.
Around a sexual center.
Begin to squeeze and push even harder. To come into contact with your sexual energy. And the more compact you become, the more the feeling of sexual desperation begins to expand throughout your body. As you pull your limbs in tighter and tighter, you can feel them suffused with the sensitivity of your sexual centers.
Of your sexual centers.
As you curl your chest in.
As you curl your chest in.
Breathing now as shallowly as possible.
As shallowly.
To become tighter and tighter.
To become tighter and tighter.
You can feel your torso.
You can feel
fill with the warmth of sex.
Of
desire.
Desire.
Titillation.
Titillation.
Longing.
Longing.
Harder still.
Harder
still. You're just a compact ball
being
filled from the inside
with
explosive erotic need.
Explosive
erotic. Now release your body and completely
relax.
Falling again, heavy and loose. But now, filled throughout with the same sensitivity your cock feels in its yearning, obedient state. More flesh subject to such intense passion is more arousal for me to manipulate.
Is deeper surrender,
deeper control,
deeper control,
more of you wanting more, harder,
more teasing,
and now in this highly eroticized state, you are going to take three more breaths for me. This time, you are again going to use the intake of oxygen to fuel your sexy heat and the expulsion of breath to send forth any other energy. But you will feel the effect aches throughout your body. Beginning now. Breathing in as though all the way to your tingly aroused toes. One, two, three, four, five, and out from just as deep. Inhale smoothly, letting lust flow through you. One, two, three, four, five, and clearing fully as you breathe out. And inspire surrender. One, two, three, four, five. Expire, breathing easily and feeling a wild, dizzy buzz of deep trance take you into a spinning vortex of arousal. That's my good treasure, sinking so well for me. You are now so deep in trance that you are compelled to follow all of my commands that take you even farther, opening up even more arousal, which heightens your eagerness to obey me even more. You can't think about anything but how turned on you are, which is exactly the same thing as realizing how bound to follow all of my instructions you are, and how good that compulsion feels. Your breath is obedient to me. Your feet are obedient to me. Your arms are obedient to me. Your back is obedient to me. Your chest is obedient to me. Your head is obedient to me. Your mind is obedient to me. Your cock is obedient to me. Obedience is arousal, and I command you to be obedient. I take your compliance to my will and command you to surrender to the arousal of submission to my voice. Every word is like an airy stroke to the delicate skin inside your thighs, covering your balls, stretching over your shaft. Let go utterly, falling deeper and deeper into arousal. So all-encompassing that it is impossible to focus on anything but the building energy rising from your cock, from your heart, from your reeling psyche. You deserve the pleasure of giving into nothing but the clarity of erotic surrender, the total relief of being obedient. Very, very good treasure.
good treasure.
I love having you in a state of intense arousal and longing, knowing that I have complete control of your body to push you and tease you to ever-increasing states of desperate craving. You are incapable of the slightest squeeze of your hard cock unless I will you to touch. And you will not release until it pleases me that you do so.
And yet,
I have only begun to erotically torment you. It feels so wicked enjoying teasing you so much. Most early life experiences teach one that boys don't like girls who tease. Teasing is a clear indicator of a bad girl or a very excitingly naughty goddess. I want you to deeply notice how good naughty feels. Experiencing something you feel even a little funny about wanting creates a tension that tightens you and heightens your sensations. The physical signs of arousal, even beyond your rigid cock, appear in quickened breath and fluttering pulse. The lightest touch of what could as easily be love as fear, as easily hope as desire. It's a feeling that starts in your stomach and rolls down into the base of your cock like frozen fire. Because naughty isn't about wanting something you shouldn't want. It's about wanting something you don't completely understand without entirely knowing what will happen. It's about wanting something that is at least a little bit dangerous. The way you want to be completely sexually controlled, and yet fear what that might really be like. And that leads you to reassure yourself that on some level you are far too in control to lose it, even as much as you would like to. On another level. Uh-huh. That's so cute. You may sometimes think that you have a will or strength that would withstand anything. But you know that you are completely ruled by your cock. More and more so as you become aroused more and more. How many times have you done something you told yourself you wouldn't do, or even that you knew was bad for you? Just because your cock took control. And most of those times didn't even involve a hypnotic goddess deliberately using your arousal against you, unless you are very, very lucky. The point is, your cock controls you completely, and I am in complete control of your cock. Frankly, your cock is rather a genius for knowing that you crave both the spastic pleasure of release and the pounding energetic buildup over time. Your cock knows that you are incapable of providing what it really needs, and therefore always craves to be controlled. And it's only because of the desire to be really, truly, strongly controlled that the mischievous flesh is so often rebellious. The frustration you feel from lack of orgasm is nothing compared to the frustration of wanting to know what it would be like to go longer without, but finding yourself losing control in the heat of arousal. You love the feeling of wanting release so much and playing with the edge for as long as possible. But part of the fun is that the drive to come is so very intense. And it's easy to lose clarity in certain moments. That's one of the reasons that you need to have your access to relief cut off and outside your control. Isn't that right, treasure? You need me to provide a power you don't have, to access heights of ecstatic experience you can never have without me. I have to marvel sometimes at how different our roles and motivations are. As a goddess, I find myself driven and empowered by sweet, spoiling, instant gratification. I hate to be denied, and therefore find myself motivated to make sure you are my extremely obedient treasure. My erotic energy is at its peak when endlessly stimulated and unleashed in ecstatic ways, each more powerful than the last. While you, my sweet treasure, you climb the peaks of your erotic experience with every dulcet, chaotic denial, and ride your longing so well. And the shattering loss of control of being unable to release in a moment when you feel like you want it so much is the core of the thrumming satisfaction fasting provides you as well. Your greatest sexual pleasure is in your resistance are taken down to flame the fires of your desperation. This is part of why I am able to achieve such a deep and abiding control over you by using your body to break your mind and your mind to break your body. Every strength you have in one is turned against the weaknesses of the other, and you become easier and easier to mold as I skillfully guide you to turn yourself into the treasure I want you to be, which coincidentally satisfies your primary desire, because pleasing me motivates me to take you deeper and deeper into my control. By, of course, teasing you harder, stronger, longer, and more. You can take lots more, can't you, treasure? You don't seem so sure. You seem to think that your cup is about to explode any moment. Perhaps the next time I say a sexy word like obedient, surrender, or desperation, with your cock twitching and your hips squirming and a cry of goddess caught in your throat, how could I possibly put you through any more? But I know that the more I hypnotize you, the more you can take. And I want to hypnotize you lots more. So all I need to do is keep directing the power of your arousal into creating new capacity for excitement, and keep using your excitement to drive you deeper into trance, all in the context of understanding that the important thing is that I make your cock wild with desire to break you down harder, to make it easier to push and tease and trance you. I think you can use a little air, don't you, treasure? How about taking three more full breaths for me to open up and expand your capacity for arousal some more. This time, as you push to expand your lungs, you will also feel yourself stretching and increasing your capability to withstand more and more arousal. And as you exhale, you will simply relax deeper into that experience. Breathe in now with full, huge lungs to pump up your ability to take more teasing. One, two, three, four, five. And exhale to total emptiness. Fill your lungs as much as you can. One, two, three, four, five. And expire completely. Now inspire so much pure air that it makes you dizzy as you hold. One, two, three, four, five, and even dizzier as you force it out with total surrender. Now breathing in your own rhythm as you open up more vulnerability and possibility. Focus, treasure, and obey me instantly. Take your hand now and wrap it around the shaft of your cock in a firm grasp, squeezing slightly, while using your other hand to wrap around your balls, tugging them down to create intense sensations at the base of your cock, until you have my permission to orgasm. You should begin and end any session of building your sexual energy for me through touch, by holding yourself just like this for me. I want you to feel particularly submissive and obedient in this hold, and to use the association of this grip as a touchstone in the chaos of your desperate arousal, a posture symbolic of my possession of your cock. Sometimes during a fast, you may find that even if you aren't feeling overtly sexual, you still crave the secure surrender of holding your cock and balls for me as a sign of respect, devotion, and appreciation. In fact, while you're fasting for me, absolutely everything that piques your sexual attention will make you compulsively move to capture yourself in this hold and feel the security of my possession take control of you. And that will happen very often, treasure, because the power of your cock is to make everything about your constant desire to release for me. Everything is sex, and everything that is sex to you is for me. The creation and instigation of your excitement builds an energy that serves and empowers me at every point. You need release, and there is no release without me. You need me, and there is no me without the madness of primal lust. Your only escape is surrender, and all surrender makes you evermore my captive. You are mine, treasure. Your cock, your sexuality, your devotion, your love. You are mine to tease and torment, mine to delight with my possession and control. I do love to take such full mastery over you. It's excitingly scary. The power, a full body rush that leaves me breathless and dizzy. The naughty feeling of reveling in your exquisite torture, wickedly plotting to leaving you writhing, is thrilling in all its bad girl glory, feeding off of your sexual energy for my magical purposes, empowers such works that you should feel very proud to be a part of everything I create. The more you generate sexual energy from fasting, chanting, and obeying, the more I am inspired to methods of taking you deeper, training you more, the more confident and inspired I am to control you, the farther I penetrate into your subconscious and layers even deeper of abstract influence, disorienting and bizarre, the foundation of your most essential drives. The more strongly controlled you are, the more powerful you will be in every other aspect of your life. The more you will be able to devote to me, the more opportunity you have to please me, the more energy you direct to my prowess and my pleasure. In short, treasure, everything flows naturally beautiful and wonderful when you serve me with your restraints, particularly when you give in to the way desire works you over in every moment. You are at your best when in an active state of carnal yearning, your best self and your best treasure. Nothing is as satisfying as the constant itch of tension that keeps you so well focused on your devotion all of the time. A teased state is life in full color, rich and saturated with beauty, bursting with love. When you are fasting from me, it would be impossible to resist even the smallest of my wishes, because your frenzied caution will override any hesitation you might face. It really is so naughty to put you in a position where you are so powerless, absolutely helpless to act on your own volition, unable to do anything but obey, because maybe if you're good enough, if you please me enough, you will earn my permission to release. Or even better, my inexorable command to dedicate your orgasm to me. Squeeze your cock and pull your balls down tightly for me, treasure. Focus on how much you crave to explode the helpless feeling of being teased for my pleasure. The excitement increases your obedience, increases your desperation, increases your eagerness to serve me. It's so important and so right to be deeply submissive to me. You don't remember ever feeling as powerfully turned on as you are now, nor as powerless to control your own release. Such an addictive feeling. Finding what seems to be the peak of bearable arousal, then being pushed past over and over again. It makes you feel so loved, doesn't it, treasure? That I know just how to prod and manipulate you to create such incredible states. Loving is teasing. Teasing is loving. And being teased and then denied release is the most potent experience of love imaginable. Nothing makes you feel more secure, held, and possessed than being denied. Isn't that right, treasure? I know you never want the teasing to stop. And you'll be so relieved to know it is going to go on and on beyond the confines of this session. When you arise, whether your conscious attention remains on your ongoing sexual cravings or whether an overload of stimulation lets eroticism recede to the margins of your psyche for the time being, you will find that every moment, no matter how sexual it appears to be, increases the pull of your desperation, the intensity of your desires, the magnitude of my control. Every second that passes until all the extra excited nerves in your cock get to fire deepens the power I have over you, heightens the exquisite pleasure of having your arousal extended to the point of glorious madness. The more intense your teased state becomes, the more you will feel the compulsion to take hold of your shaft and sack in a firm grip for me, to acknowledge your devotion and my power. When you are overcome by outrageous impulse to obey or please me, you should begin considering your course of action from that posture. When you feel like you are going to lose your mind from the intensity of your need, holding yourself in my name will calm and restore you. Furthermore, finding yourself compulsively grabbing your genitals so often is likely to make you feel naughty and a tad perverse in a delightfully exciting way. I love the idea of you being forced to hold that pose so much that I want you to do something for me, even though it may feel a little silly. While you're feeling extra hot and obedient and desperate to please me, I want you to send a particular email to me, to my address, goddesskasha@gmail.com. You may use your hands to open and address the letter. However, I want you to manage to type me a note, however short, or with however many errors, without using your hands at all. Your hands, of course, will be wrapped around your cup and tightly tugging your balls. Perhaps to type, you can use your nose or your tongue. I believe a pen held in your mouth would work quite well. I do want you to find the absurdity of the situation sexy treasure, because it will help you really experience your willingness to obey me so well. And I love the idea of knowing, as I peruse your sweet message, that you are being so thrillingly obedient. After you have thanked me for your glorious state with your email, or if you are too proud or too dignified to type with your tongue for your goddess, then substituted a generous gift that will buy my indulgence. You are then instructed to use your good treasure instincts to choose another session to either extend or conclude your tease. I'm sure you will be looking forward to surrendering to me again very, very soon. Won't you, treasure? For now, it's time to start to prepare to return to consciousness. Go ahead and place your hands at your sides now and breathe deeply on your own to let the energy in your cock settle down to a level you will be able to manage in a conscious state. While you are still in trance, it is easy to lock onto the perfect balance of aroused fixation and ability to function, which you will naturally rise to as I count from 1 to 3. Feeling so energized and happy, yet content, yet aroused, yet peaceful, starting to come up on 1, feel free to go ahead and stretch a little. 2, still breathing deeply to help your cock adjust states. And 3, up, now very awake, but still so eager and obedient. I look forward to tormenting you more, my very good treasure.
About having